it is wrong to say that the administration of President Goodluck Jonathan is weak to fight corruption. There is no administration that has exposed corruption like President Goodluck Jonathan's administration. It is only under President Goodluck Jonathan's administration corruption has been exposed, both in the oil sector, in the pension, and all sectors of the government. And the culprits or the suspects have been arrested and arraigned before the court of law. That is how to fight corruption. It is not right to just say, oh, the administration should just hunt suspects and put them in jail. It is not the responsibility of the executive, but the judiciary that is supposed to try the suspects that have been arraigned before the court of law. And the trial is going on, and the EFCC has come up with statistics of who they have secured conviction against. And the statistics are there. This administration has been all out to fight corruption. And on the political front, yes, the administration is in its last lap. This year is what we can say as election year. And it is not out of place to reject the government to also bring in hands that will really deliver the dividends of democracy and on the as promised during the campaign period. So on that note, I would like to say that this administration under the leadership of President Goodluck Jonathan is fighting corruption, has opened the spear for the political participation, and it is the best thing that has happened to this country so far.
There are suggestions that President Jonathan, with his reshuffling of the government, is trying to project the perception that he is strong in the issue of governance. But they are saying he is weak because he has not been able to deal with insecurities, especially with Boko Haram. What is your take on that?
Let me tell you one thing. At least you in the U.S. know that the insurgents in Africa, especially in North Africa, is something that we say is not peculiar to the country, but it's a global phenomenon. You have been fighting insurgencies and terrorism in Afghanistan, in Pakistan, and all over, even in the U.S. So it is wrong to say that the administration is weak to fight insurgents. This administration has done its best. You have heard, and it is on record. It's not a fight that you come one day and win. But so far, so good. The efforts of the security personnel under the directives of Mr. President have been able to uproot some of the camps of the insurgents. And the security personnel are on it, they are on ground, and the administration is winning the battle.
I was speaking with some Nigerians. They say that the administration is in a panic mode following the mass defection of some governors and some legislators, both from the House of Representatives and the Senate.
That is not true. Today, if you go to the National Assembly, the legislative arm of the government, the PDP still holds the majority. It is true, some of the PDP officials have defected, but some officials of the APC have defected to PDP. And in the overall alignment and realignment, the PDP is still the party to beat because it still maintains majority in the National Assembly and it still maintains majority in the state. The PDP state governors are still in the majority. So to say that it is a panicky measure is wrong. It's the wrong political calculation. The PDP is out and is sensitizing and mobilizing Nigerians. Nigerians believe it is PDP that is only a national party. Nigerians believe it is only PDP that can take this country to the next level of development. Nigerians believe it is Goodluck Jonathan as president that can take this country to the next level of development because of his abiding principles in the rule of law, because of his abiding principles of rule by the Constitution, and the need to stop and prevent impunity.
President Goodluck Jonathan has yet to formally announce whether he's going to be an incumbent or not. Is President Goodluck Jonathan going to lead the PDP in next year's election?
So far, what I can tell you is that as the leader of the party and as the president of the country, and under our Constitution, he has the right to go for a second term if he so chooses. But as of now, he has not come out to say he is going to contest. It is his prerogative. It is his within his constitutional right to say whether or not he is going to contest. But Nigerians, majority of the PDP, are calling on him to offer himself for election.
So do you think he will listen to the people or he will take his decision? Because you appear to think President Goodluck Jonathan has what it takes to lead the country, as you enumerated.
He has the tools to rule the party, and election is not a one-man show. And here we have consulted widely enough, and we have seen that majority of Nigerians want him to continue beyond 2015, and there is time. Tomorrow is not the election. The timetable of INEC is out, and very soon, President Goodluck Jonathan will make his stand on the whole world.